All right, so today we're going to deep dive into how AI is really like shaking things up when it comes to online search. We've got this article here. It's called AI's Impact on Internet Search: The Future of Finding Information, and it's from TechTrendWatch.io. And yeah, it's really got me thinking about, like the bad old days
Oh,
of just basic keyword searches.
absolutely. I mean, you would just type in a few words and just
Yeah,
pray.
wait for the best, right?
Yeah, you'd hope for the best and cross your fingers that something, halfway relevant would come up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this article is saying that AI is really like changing the game. It's not just about matching words anymore. It's about like understanding what you actually want to find.
Yeah, and that's what's so interesting about it is that AI is now bringing in context. It's like it's learning to read between the lines of what we're actually searching for.
So how does it actually do that? I mean, it sounds kind of magical.
Well, I mean, it's this magic comes from something called machine learning. And basically, in simple terms, it's about feeding tons and tons of data into a computer program and letting it find patterns. So for search, what that means is AI is analyzing mountains of data about how people search, what they click on, even how long they stay on a page.
So it's like AI is learning from our collective search habits to figure out what we mean, even if we're not using like the perfect search terms.
Exactly. And it's getting really, really good at it. I mean,
Yeah.
think about it. We've all had those moments where we type in something kind of vague,
Yeah.
and the results are surprisingly spot on. And that's AI in action. It's taking all those data points and making connections that we might not even consciously realize.
That makes sense. I like that. It's almost like AI is becoming this like superpowered librarian,
Right.
but instead of just like organizing books, it's like organizing information itself.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And I mean, the implications of that are huge. This article talks about how this level of understanding is going to lead to an even more personalized search experience. Imagine getting search results that are tailored not just to your past searches, but also to like your current location, the time of day, even maybe your mood.
That sounds amazing and also a little bit creepy. Like, will AI know what I want before I even like search for it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question that's on a lot of people's minds right now. And the answer, at least according to this article, is maybe. Because as AI gets more sophisticated, it could potentially anticipate our needs based on our behavior patterns.
Okay, hold on. I need a minute to process all of that.
Yeah, it's definitely mind-blowing stuff. And we're just scratching the surface here. The article also talks about how AI is changing voice search, making it more accurate and responsive. It even suggests that voice search might become like the dominant way we interact with the internet in the future.
Wow, so like keyboards might become a thing of the past. That's a wild thought.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, how will all of this impact just like the average person? I
Yeah.
mean, what's the takeaway here?
Well, I mean, think about it this way. AI has the potential to make finding information so much faster and easier. It can help us learn new things more efficiently, solve problems, and even connect with others in new ways.
That's a pretty compelling vision of the future. But, whenever we talk about technology this advanced, I always wonder about, are there any downsides? Like, is there a dark side to all this AI-powered search awesomeness?
That's a great question, and it's one we should definitely explore further. The article does touch on some of these concerns, but I think we need to really dig into them a little bit more.
Okay,
Yeah.
let's do it. So where do we even begin with the potential downsides?
Yeah.
I mean, AI seems pretty amazing so far.
Well, one thing that comes to mind is this idea of AI getting so good at personalizing our search results that it starts to create what some experts call filter bubbles.
Filter bubbles, what are those?
So imagine you're searching for information on a controversial topic. Something that has strong opinions on both sides.
Okay.
With traditional search engines, you would probably get a mix of different viewpoints.
Right.
But with AI, the results might be skewed towards what the algorithm thinks you want to see based on your past behavior.
So instead of getting like a balanced view, I might just see one side of the story.
Yeah.
The side that AI thinks like aligns with my existing beliefs.
Exactly. And that can be dangerous because it reinforces those beliefs without challenging them. It's like living in an echo chamber where you only hear voices that agree with you.
That's a little unsettling, to be honest. I mean, I like the idea of getting personalized results, but not if it means I'm missing out on important perspectives.
Yeah, I think that's a valid concern. And it's something we need to be aware of as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. It's not just about search either. Think about social media, feeds, news recommendations, even the ads we see online. AI is already shaping the information we consume in very subtle ways.
So what can we do about it? Is there a way to enjoy the benefits of AI without getting trapped in these filter bubbles?
It's a tricky balance for sure. But I think one key is to be more proactive about the information we seek out. You know, don't just passively consume what's fed to you by algorithms. Make an effort to explore different viewpoints, even ones that might make you a little uncomfortable.
So it's about being more intentional about our online experiences,
yeah.
right? Not just letting AI kind of steer the ship.
Exactly. And it's also about being critical of the information that we encounter. Just because something pops up in our search results doesn't mean it's accurate or unbiased. You know, we need to develop our own filters, so to speak, and learn how to evaluate information carefully.
That makes sense. I guess in a way, it's about taking back some of the control that we've given to algorithms.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. AI can be an incredible tool, but it's up to us to use it responsibly and make sure it's serving our needs and not the other way around.
Okay, so we talked about filter bubbles. Are there any other potential downsides that we should be aware of?
Well, another concern that comes up a lot with AI is the issue of privacy. Remember how we talked about AI needing tons of data to learn and adapt?
Yeah, it's like the more data it has, the smarter it gets.
Exactly. But all that data has to come from somewhere. And a lot of it comes from us, the users, our search histories, our online activity, even our location data. It's all being collected and analyzed by AI systems.
So it's like we're constantly feeding the AI beast, even if we don't realize it.
In a way, yes. And that raises some questions about how our data is being used, who has access to it, and what safeguards are in place to protect our privacy.
That's a bit concerning, honestly. I mean, I don't want like my every online move being tracked and analyzed.
I think most people would agree with you there. And it's not just about feeling creeped out. You know, there are real risks involved.
Right.
What if that data falls into the wrong hands? Or what if it's used to manipulate us in ways we don't even realize?
Okay, now we're getting really worried. Is there anything we can do to protect ourselves?
There are definitely steps we can take. For starters, we need to be more aware of the data we're sharing and who we're sharing it with. You know, read those privacy policies, adjust your settings, consider using privacy-focused browsers or search engines.
So it's about being more informed and proactive about our online privacy, just like with the filter bubble issue.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to navigating this complex world of AI.
Okay, so we've covered filter bubbles and privacy concerns. Are there any other downsides we need to address before we wrap up?
Well, I think it's worth mentioning the impact AI could have on the job market. As AI gets better at tasks that were traditionally done by humans, there's a possibility that some jobs will become automated.
That's something we hear a lot about these days, but is it a real threat or is it just hype?
It's hard to say for sure what the future holds, but it's definitely something we need to be thinking about. Certain roles, especially those involving repetitive tasks or data analysis, could be vulnerable to automation.
So what can people do to prepare for this potential shift?
One key is to focus on developing skills that are uniquely human and difficult for AI to replicate, things like creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence, complex problem solving.
So it's not just about learning technical skills. It's about nurturing those human qualities that set us apart from machines.
Exactly. And it's also about being adaptable and lifelong learners. The job market is constantly evolving, and that's only going to accelerate as AI becomes more prevalent.
That's a great point. It's not just about finding like a job for life anymore. It's about constantly learning and evolving to stay ahead of the curve.
I think that's a great takeaway from this discussion.
Yeah.
AI is a powerful force, and it's going to change the world in some really profound ways. It's up to us to understand its potential, both the good and the bad, and to shape its development in a way that benefits humanity as a whole.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this part of our deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground today, but there's still so much more to explore. Okay, so we've talked about like some of the potential downsides of AI, but this article isn't all doom and gloom. It also paints a pretty exciting picture of how AI could like enhance human intelligence.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's this whole other side to the conversation, you know, about AI becoming a tool to really amplify our own cognitive abilities.
That sounds super futuristic. Can you give me like an example of how that might actually work?
Well, imagine a world where AI tutors are like commonplace. You know, these AI systems could analyze your learning style, you know, pinpoint your strengths and weaknesses, and then tailor educational content specifically for you.
So it's like having a personalized learning coach that's available like 24/7.
Exactly. And it goes way beyond just education, too. AI could revolutionize fields like scientific research. Imagine AI algorithms sifting through mountains and mountains of data to identify patterns that human researchers might miss, you know, leading to breakthroughs in medicine or climate science.
It's like you're giving scientists a superpower, you know, allowing them to see things that they couldn't see before.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just about analyzing data either. AI could also be used to actually enhance creativity. Imagine writers using AI tools to help them brainstorm ideas, overcome writer's block, or even like generate different storylines.
So AI isn't just about replacing human creativity. It's about like augmenting it, making us even more imaginative and innovative.
Yeah, precisely. And I mean, this is really just the tip of the iceberg. We're just starting to explore the possibilities of AI to enhance human intelligence. Who knows what incredible breakthroughs we might see in the next few years?
It's definitely exciting to think about.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, are there any risks associated with, you know, this kind of cognitive enhancement? Could we become too reliant on AI to the point where our own cognitive abilities start to like decline?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. It's like any powerful tool, right? AI can be misused or overused. I think it's really about striking a balance, you know, using AI to enhance our abilities without becoming totally dependent on it.
So it's about using AI as a partner, not a crutch.
Exactly. And I think it's also important to remember that, you know, AI is ultimately a reflection of us, its creators. The values that we embed in these AI systems will shape how they impact our lives. If we prioritize human well-being and ethical considerations, then, you know, we can harness the power of AI for good.
That's a powerful thought.
Yeah.
It's like a reminder that we have a responsibility to guide the development of AI in a direction that benefits, like, all of humanity.
Absolutely. And I think this whole conversation about AI is one that we need to keep having, you know? Mm. As AI evolves, we need to stay informed, engage in, you know, thoughtful debate, and make sure that we're shaping its development in a way that aligns with our values.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the, you know, potential of AI search to the possible downsides and even ethical considerations. It's a really complex and rapidly evolving landscape, but I hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought and inspired you to keep exploring this topic.
Thanks for joining us.